It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
In the previous podcast, we introduced living theology. First, this is about a theology that is living. It's about the living God revealed fully and perfectly as Jesus Christ. Second, this is about people that are living that theology. It's about becoming more and more like Jesus Christ. This podcast begins the exploration of who Jesus Christ is. We'll be examining parts of the Gospel of John. John was a man who knew Jesus intimately. What an amazing source to inform us about who Jesus Christ is and what he said and did. Let's begin. Years ago, during a family vacation, we were driving along a highway in south-central British Columbia when we passed a sign advertising Jesus' Fruit Stand, 100 meters. Of course, the children wanted to stop and see this Jesus. As it turned out, that Jesus was a Portuguese orchardist. It was pretty obvious that the Jesus in south-central British Columbia was not the Jesus we read about in the Bible. This introduces us to a vital issue. Who is the real Jesus that we read about in the Bible? There are many voices in our world that presume to tell us who Jesus is. Almost everyone seems to have an opinion on the subject. We need to listen to a valid and authoritative source to learn who the real Jesus is. John the Apostle is one of those sources. Let's ask the Apostle two crucial questions. One, who is Jesus? Two, what difference does it make? Here are some of the opinions out there. A street musician told me that he neither accepted Jesus as divine nor as a savior. He preferred to think of Jesus as a wise teacher and an example for life, nothing more. Today, some aggressive atheists are denying that Jesus was a real person at all. Some pseudo-Christian religious groups, such as those calling themselves Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses, portray other Jesuses. One group argues for a Jesus who became a god, as they think other humans are becoming gods. The other group contends for a Jesus who is supposedly only the Archangel Michael. Muslims deny the deity of Jesus Christ, but allow that he's a prophet, although they claim that Muhammad is greater. Hindus may include a Jesus among their millions of gods. All of these ideas about Jesus and more come from people who do not rely upon reputable or authoritative sources, in particular, the ancient and holy text of the Bible. Most, if not all, of these other ideas about Jesus are drawn from a combination of thinking and literature that attempts to supplant or replace the Bible. Most of these people may be well-intentioned, but they are ill-informed. The Jesus they depict is no more the historical Jesus of the Bible than the Portuguese fruit farmer. We might even go farther. At least the Portuguese farmer was a real human. The Jesuses of the street musician, the aggressive atheists, and others I've mentioned are products of their imaginations, disconnected from the reality of history and the testimony contained in the Bible. Who is Jesus? Despite the similarity of names, the Jesus of the Bible is quite different from Jesus the Portuguese orchardist. Apart from the obvious, here are a few differences. One is the one true God in flesh. The other is not. One died for the sin of the world. The other did not. One rose from the dead on the third day after his crucifixion. The other will not. One is able to forgive sins and give life that is life indeed. The other sells fruit. One is the God who is king. The other has the opportunity to become his loyal subject. You might say, well, John, that's just your opinion. Fair enough. If I'm only basing this on what I think. But there are lots of evidences for the real Jesus, both from the Bible and other sources. I want to explore some of this evidence with you. My goal is that you have more than a vague opinion about Jesus. I want you to have solid information about who the real Jesus is. We gain this kind of information from reliable, first-hand witnesses of Jesus Christ, witnesses such as John the Apostle. Eyewitnesses. As a lawyer, I learned that eyewitness testimony is extremely valuable for discovering the truth. If it is reliable, it withstands honest, critical inquiry. If it doesn't hold up, then it isn't reliable and should not be trusted. Our witness in this series, as we said, is John the Apostle. John was a young fisherman when he first met Jesus. After a lifetime of following Jesus and serving him, John wrote the Gospel according to John, together with a number of other documents, three letters or epistles, and the book of Revelation. He was probably over 80 years of age when he composed the Gospel account that bears his name. In it, he tells us some of the things he had personally seen Jesus do and heard Jesus say. Near the end of the Gospel account, he states his purpose. We read in John 20, verses 30 and 31. John writes, "Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." John tells us that he selectively recorded certain actions or signs that Jesus did. And he recorded those signs for two reasons. First, that we might know who Jesus is. In John's words, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Second, that we might experience life that is life indeed. Again, in John's words, that by believing you may have life in his name. John purposes to answer both our questions. Who is Jesus, and what difference does it make? Over the next number of podcasts, let's explore John's answers to these questions. We'll look at the signs he writes about, what they reveal about the real Jesus, and the impact they have upon the lives of his disciples and others. Does it matter who Jesus is? You bet it does. It makes all the difference. If you're wrong on this one, you'll be wrong on almost everything that really matters. I recommend that you begin reading John's Gospel intelligently, carefully, prayerfully, and as you do, listen to what John is saying about who Jesus Christ is and what difference it makes.
You've been listening to John B. McDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. McDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.